Time to be green.
Being Green is proudly sponsored by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future.
And we say good morning to John Richards. Happy New Year, John.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Yes.
I haven't seen you since last year.
This year has been very much like last week. You can't really see the difference, but you feel the difference, but we're supposed to, I suppose.
Yeah. I think so, yes. Mm, so it's a state of mind.
It's a state of mind.
What's on your mind?
I think on everybody's mind, the fire season, which is definitely upon us. It's early in the cycle too, and yesterday a sample from the Vital Fire website, which I found, which offers a forestry-based fire index information service. They say that, for instance, in the Breda River region, the wind was south-southwest, 5 kilometers per hour, the temperature 10 a.m., 17 degrees, the forecast fire danger index for the day at 32, which is moderate, but on the high end of moderate. For 285 rands, you can subscribe to 6 months of daily updates for your area in the fire season, actually 2 updates per day via SMS, giving the actual or current index and the forecast index for the afternoon, 2 p.m. The Vital Fire Service partners with Working on Fire and is facilitated by C.W. Price & Company, and one of the sponsors is Davis Weather Instruments. There are copious disclaimers saying that the Vital Fire partners cannot accept liability for fire damage, of course, but $285 seems to me a very reasonable rate for a whole fire season. Anyone in the farming, conservation, tourism and tourist guest house and hotel sector, for instance, would be well advised to subscribe. The municipalities and Working on Fire and the forestry industry have their own fire watch infrastructure. So we're pretty well covered for monitoring, and that should help in prevention, which is first prize. But when it happens, it happens, and we all doff our hats and contribute sandwiches and water bottles to the tireless firefighters working in the wind and the heat, and the backup services. There's very expensive backup services, including helicopters. They've done such a sterling job in the Lawrence River Helderberg region and in many other less high-profile but no less important areas. The disruption and damage has been severe, and I'm not sure how the economic loss estimates work, but you might have heard 51 million rand mentioned on our news earlier. We all know that it could have been a lot worse. And a big reason for that is the follow-up investigation, multidisciplinary examination and comprehensive report on the devastating felt fires of January the 15th to 25 of the year 2000. I remember them with horror. I'm sure you do too if you were living in or visiting FMR land in the year 2000. After a drought, the dam levels were incidentally rather good in January 2000, better than 80%. The report was a watershed event, forgive the expression, in this year of drought. It was commissioned under the aegis of the Minister of Forestry and Water Affairs, Ronnie Casserels. Remember him? Everybody and her dog contributed. They also called in expertise from our Aussie cousins in the state of Victoria and other international experts. Fire management and disaster management in the event of fire have been much better thanks to the many role players who took serious note of the report. There were and are many other agencies that backed up the findings and are doing the right thing, actually went about carrying out recommendations, like removing invasive aliens, improving fire breaks, doing controlled burns, as they're called, and Working on Fire was launched. Hats off to them all. There's a prophetic footnote in that 2000 report on the Cape wildfires. The report authors noted that we will have to take into account climate change as a factor in future. Looking at all the indicators and international sources, they said the net result is that the felt fire frequency will increase, the fire season will be longer, and the intensity of felt fires may be higher due to the hot, dry conditions. Hot, dry summers like the one experienced in 1999-2000 are likely to become much more frequent in future. And as they say, the future has arrived.
Yes, indeed. And thanks for that, John. It's an interesting insight into the way that fires are managed now, isn't it? It is much better, even though the fires are inevitable.
Yeah. No, we should remember that, and we should always be vigilant. People still do the deftest things, you know.
Oh, yeah, and I think with respect to those who have actually lost property and properties in this last week, you know, the loss could have been much greater.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. Dipping into that report, this is what they said here, if you can bear another quote from it.
Certainly.
Because on the lower slopes, the situation was quite different. The lower slopes of the Helderberg they're talking about, this is in the year 2000. Mm. This is the interface between the natural vegetation and neighboring wine farms. Many fingers of unmanaged natural felt run out between the vineyards. It's estimated that much of this felt was in excess of 25 years post-fire, that hadn't been burnt there for 25 years, and was heavily invaded by pine species. Once the fire reached this felt, it became totally unmanageable. Deja vu.
Mm. So at least there's a better understanding of it now, and as you say, I mean, a much better management of the fires as well. John Richards, thank you very much indeed. We shall speak again next week.
This edition of Being Green was proudly sponsored by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future. Every Pick and Pay store has a recycling centre where you can drop off used batteries, plastic containers, ink cartridges and CFL light bulbs. And as part of our online shopping service, we will collect plastic bags, plastic containers and batteries for recycling directly from the homes or businesses of our online shopping customers. Not only do the recycling bins reduce the amount of waste sent to landfills, but money raised is donated to charity. Pick and Pay is committed to a sustainable future.